From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The top U.S. diplomat says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Russian and American monitors are meeting in both Geneva and Amman Saturday to try to figure out how to reduce the violence in Syria. Syria's main opposition said it will attend the peace talks in Geneva. Salam al-Muslat is the spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
We welcome the effort being made by the Special Envoy Stephen de Mistura. The place to achieve relief for our people is in Geneva, where we can put pressure on the regime to comply.
Meantime, people in Syria are coming out of their homes more since the truce began. But the U.S. State Department warned the regime of Bashar al-Assad continues to carry out attacks. The United States and South Korea began a series of annual joint military exercises Saturday after days of threats by North Korea that it will retaliate if the war games turn into an attack, threats generally made each year. The annual U.S. and South Korean exercises last 8 weeks and are meticulously planned. Saturday's activities began with U.S. and South Korean troops in assault vehicles storming a beach on South Korea's east coast. South Korea's defense ministry is calling the exercises the largest scale ever, with 300,000 South Korean and at least 17,000 U.S. troops participating. This is VOA News.